All right, and on that note, ding ding, because it's music. Get
Hooray!
it. We'll head on
Oh,
off
there's too many
to.
puns in that menu, now we can't
I
stop.
know. We'll head on
Yeesh.
off to the forum here. So go to the
Oh.
Nerdsphere, and we will go for our homework question that we had this month. And I think we created a monster with a few people.
Just with one in particular, but that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. The question was, are there are many films there are many films that are bad or considered bad by the public. What films do you enjoy or feel are good that this society deems dreadful? Here's your chance to admit the ugly truth. Ready?
Yup.
Okay. I'll go ahead and take the first one here because it's got a My Little Pony on it. Sean Cosmic Duck says, I confess I actually enjoy Olivia Newton-John's Magnum Opus Xanadu. The garnished neon effects and ELO songs and the Don Bluth animation, the roller skates, God help me, I love it all. I was an impressionable child of 9 years when I first saw the film on the cable channel. All the strange colors and bizarre songs still play across the neurons to this day. I stumbled across Xanadu online recently and I still like it. You were saying you used to like Xanadu, didn't
I love Xanadu. I love the soundtrack really more than the movie. The movie's cheesy as fuck, but I can understand why he likes it because I was the same way. I loved it when I was a kid. But ELO is one of my god bands, and that is a hell of a soundtrack. And oh my gosh, I love that.
I
I
remember
love
watching
ELO.
Xanadu with my girlfriends, and because we were into the roller skating times, you know, it was like, oh, we're gonna start roller skating, so we watched it, you know, because we had a big roller skating rig where I was from. So I haven't watched it since. I might have to go back and watch that one.
Do because I wouldn't mind seeing it again, but I'm meaning to get the soundtrack. I need to do that because I stumbled across it at my brother's house like in the last few years, and we were like, oh my God, and we ended up watching it. I was like, I really had fun watching it again.
I'll
Like,
put
it's a
that. I'll
cheese
put it
fest,
on
but
my
come on,
list of a million things to
the
watch.
music alone I think is reason enough to watch it. It's really good, so
All
cool.
right.
And then, the most epic answer for this one this
Yeah.
week,
So you might have to split this one up.
Paul, I can do
This
it.
like might have to be
Paul
for air.
Tremblay, he says, my dears, this seems a question I can really get my teeth into. You know me, I love bad films, but are they bad or are they cult? I will keep my list as brief as I can, listing the really bad, the cult can be for another time. Oh, and don't worry, girls, won't keep you all night, we'll leave the bulk out. Bad, 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 but oh, so good. And he's actually put clips.
That's what makes this so long.
Yeah, that's what. Beowulf from 1999.
Don't remember.
Christopher Lambert playing a sci-fi version of the classic tale with some really bad jumpy fight scenes, but it's Lambert! Oh my God, I never even heard of that. I haven't heard of most of these. The
No.
Bite. The Bite? Man gets bit by mutant snake, which turns his hand and arm into a hand puppet. Cough! Sorry, another snake. Oh my
Oh,
goodness.
that sounds.
Brain Scan. I actually saw that when I was on an Edward Furlong kick years ago. I just remember it being very bad. He said quite an interesting take on virtual reality and the nature of reality, starring Ed Furlong. I didn't think it was interesting. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I like this show. I'm sorry, I'll admit it right now.
I enjoyed it too, I have to say. It's such a far cry from the show. If you like I always felt bad for people who, if they got into the show and watched it and loved it and then went back and watched the movie, oh no, they probably
Yeah.
would have hated it. The first on-screen Buffy, Christy Swanson, Donald Sutherland, Paul Rubens, yes, Pee Wee Herman. Oh, and motherfucking Rutger Hauer, so bad. I love it. The Devil's Tomb. I know, never heard of this one. He said, okay, this has loads of great actors in it. Cuba Gooding Jr., Henry Rollins, Ray Winston, Ron Perlman. Holy crap.
See, I remember seeing the trailer to this, but I never remember seeing the show.
He said, but the plot, ouch. But it has its appeal. I don't remember that one at all. Doll Man. Don't know this one. He said, the first of many. Oh, he is in love with Tim Thomerson. I can't say I blame him. I always thought Thomerson was underused. The first of many Tim Thomerson films on this list, a rough cop from another planet chases his prey to Earth. Normal, right? Nope. He is only the size of a doll with a gun more powerful than a tank.
Nice.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Holy shit.
I gotta try to find that one.
It sounded really good until then, and then it just went absurd. Oh, that's awesome. Dominator. Oh, Paul.
Is this man. Part of his porn collection?
Probably. He said, it's animated. Holy shit. He said, oh man, the animation on this, gah, but some cracking music and voice acted by Danny Filth, Doug Bradley, and Ingrid Pitt. Doug Bradley and Ingrid Pitt? Holy shit.
Oh.
Galaxy of Terror, Roger Corman classic with Edward Albert, Aaron Moran, Robert Englund, Ray Walston, Zalman King, Grace Zabriskie. Oh, I love Grace Zabriskie. And Sid Haig. Oh, and did I mention Joni Cunningham gets raped to death by a huge maggot?
I think I've passed that one.
Ghost Rider. Not surprised to see this on here. Not saying anything else. Cage, Ghost Rider. Hawk the Slayer, which is infamously mentioned on Spaced, feels like just like the just Ram rated the Rada and Carry On coffee rooms for cast. Lots of good British actors and Jack Palance, who chews the scenery for all it's worth and the special effects. Silly Strong and Ping Pong Balls. And Silly String and Ping Pong Balls, and the way they just repeat the same shot of shooting an arrow to make the elf look like he's shooting arrows fast is genius.
Oh my gosh.
Paul.
I can't believe he did it. He did it. He did
it. Islander 2, The Quickening. Okay, it's okay if taken along alone, he means. It is, now leave me alone. Paul, you had, oh, and then the next one, Howard the Duck. Howard the fucking Duck. Adam knows what I'm talking about, and there is no bestiality. Why does everybody remember her fucking the duck in it, then?
That's weird.
Megaforce from 82. A sort of fun mix of Team America and Thunderbirds. Oh, my. Done live action. Delightfully cheesy with bad effects.
As much as I love Team America.
You love Team America, really?
No.
I hated that movie. Monster Club from 1980. Oh, Vincent Price and Carradine in their waning years in the portmanteau. Okay, stories made a little bad by the band in the Monster Club playing awful songs between them.
I think I somewhat remember that.
I don't. That one doesn't sound familiar to me. Perverella. Yay. And in a future where Queen Victoria uses steampunk to stay alive, the kingdom is corrupt and decadent. The cult of Perv has created a demon child, Perveril, but she can bring peace and hope to others. Oh, and it has Jonathan Ross and Mark Lamar in it.
Oh, God.
This next one I've always wanted to see, Rawhead Rex.
Yeah.
An early Clive Barker adaptation. Some great creature work in Clive Barker's underlying plot, Save It. Have you ever seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I know what he's talking about. If I have, it was probably when I was younger and I've just forgot about it.
The Return of Captain Invincible, a musical about a drunk superhero which has to dry out to save the world from Christopher Lee. Enough said.
Oh my gosh.
My God. Funny Man. Another insane Brit flick about a homicidal punch. Oh, and also has Christopher Lee. Oh, fuck. Zone Troopers. Another Tim Towerson classic about World War II Joes behind enemy lines who find a crashed alien spaceship. Oh, and someone headbutts Hitler. This Shadow. This is criminally and unjustly maligned. That is all. I think Glenn would agree with that. I think he loves that movie, too.
I don't care for it.
Shark Attack 3. Okay. Did you watch the famous line clip?
Yes.
Okay, I never heard of Shark Attack 3, but it's got John Barrowman in it. He said, Shark Attack 3, he said, made legendary for that line from Captain Jack. Of course, John Barrowman plays Captain Jack on Torchwood. There's a line in this movie where I watched the clip, and he actually says the movie goes, how about we go back to your place and I eat your pussy? Oh, my God. The fact that it's John Barrowman saying it just makes it funny.
Yeah.
The Dungeon Master, the film which is the origin of the old Mythbuster phrase, I reject your reality and substitute my own. Oh, I didn't know that. A sci-fi portmanteau film styled a little round a low-budget Tron, but with more fantasy elements. Eliminators, Cyborg, check. Cyborg with removable legs for tank treads, check. Ninja? Check. Han Solo style rogue? Check. Time travel in Romans? Check. Oh, wow. Small flying droid? Check. That's it. All the elements for awesome. Oh, God. Split second. Wonder if this is one that Stu likes. No, this is what Paul's talking about. Rutger Hauer chases a killer who may be an alien. Maybe the devil. Oh, and it's insane. The film, not the creature. Well, maybe both. Trancers, the whole series. That's what I know he really loves. Tim Thomerson's greatest role, the film noir detective from the future. Sent back to the past. Genius. The series takes him back to the future and to alternate dimensions with plant monsters and vampires. I love these films.
Yeah.
Got some honorable mentions. Ghosts of Mars. Oh, I love that movie. Oh, sorry. Horror Vision, Fist of the North Star, live action, Transylvania 65,000, The Quiet Earth, Moontrap, Jonah Hex, Waxworks 1 and 2, Solomon Kane, Silent Hill, that was crap, Hudson Hawk, Mortal Kombat, Soldier, Mutronics, a.k.a. Guyver, The Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't think that really is deemed bad by society, Paul. It's hugely popular for decades now. The Prophecy and Masters of the Universe. Woo!
Woo! You need a drink after that one.
I'm telling you, my 7-Up's gone. I'm in trouble.
Grufflock, again, he says, Howard the Duck, really, I don't get the hate. It's a great, fun action film with a duck.
Oh, jeez. I love Adam and Paul dearly, but I just don't get it.
I don't either. Mortal Kombat, once again, fun-filled film. I just watched this a couple weeks ago. I enjoy Mortal Kombat.
I watched it with Stu not too long ago. It had been the first time I'd seen it probably since it came out, and I had fun with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's bad, but it's...
And I forgot about this one. Popeye. It's chaotic, colorful, crazy, wonderful madness.
I remember seeing that at the cinema with my brother when we were kids. I was just like, what the hell?
It's fighting the octopus at the end. Alien 3. Seriously, how this amazing film gets bad reviews is beyond me. Possibly my favorite of the four. More to come, he said.
Ooh. Even one thing. Ooh. 33rd Doctor says, oh, great question, ladies. Well, thank Nicole for that. guilty pleasure of mine is the made-for-TV Doctor Who movie. It's horribly dated in the 90s with the soundtrack and clothes, but having the 7th Doctor there tied it into the original series, and I had fun with it. Another bad movie I enjoyed was Green Lantern. I knew it would be cheesy, but it was fun.
I have to agree with him.
Yeah, well, you were also drooling over Ryan Reynolds. Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li. I don't know why I enjoy it. Also, last but not least, I like Armageddon. Oh, I get a lot of backlash over that one. Yeah, it's a Bay film, but the character interactions were fun, and we did see some character development. Until next time, ladies, and keep up the good work. Thank you,
33rd Doctor. On to Glenn, Mr. Dredwin. Judge Dredd. No, it's not the Dredd from the comics, and Rob Schneider's, well, Rob Schneider. But as a fun action flick, it does the business as far as I'm concerned. Plus, it's got Max von Sydow in it.
Max von Sydow?
Sydow. I don't know who's that. Who's Max?
Oh, Nicole. He's Ming the Merciless in Flash Gordon.
Oh, my gosh.
And Father Baron, though.
Oh, okay.
The Exorcist.
I have to give back my geek card for that one. Holy crap. Okay. Police Academy movies. The law of diminishing returns becomes physical reality with these films. Again, if I don't find them entertaining. They're silly, yes, but that's not a bad thing sometimes. Revenge of the Sith. Wow. My third favorite Star Wars movie after Empire and the original. The turn of Anakin from Vader is handled really well, even if most of the dialogue is clunky. More than anything, though, the fight between him and Obi-Wan is one of the best of the whole six movies. I will agree to that. I like that fight. So, and Green Lantern. Yep, it's recent, but everyone seemed to hate it, and I still can't work out why. I really liked it. That could be a personal bias, though. I liked it too, Glenn. We're on the same page.
Yeah, but I don't think he liked it because, you know, you could see Ryan Reynolds' knob through the suit.
I liked it because it was fun.
Yeah, sure.
And Ryan Reynolds. Fun,
hot guy. Tony Thrussell, Soundwave SG-1.
Oh, we need to tell him happy birthday. It's his birthday.
Oh, Oh, happy birthday,
the show
Tony.
comes out. So happy birthday.
Oh, cool. Happy birthday. And he said, hey, ladies of geek, hope things are good. Here's mine. Aliens versus Predator. Oh, dear. I know most people think it's shit, but I love it because it's ridiculous. That it is. But what's not to like? Aliens and Predators kicking 10 bells of shit out of each other.
Well, I like this movie, too, because it was one of those crazy midnight movie showings that I had.
Oh, my goodness. Masters of the Universe from 87. One word. Skeletor! Was that the one with Frank Langella playing him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my. Alien Resurrection, 97. Ron Perlman, need I say more? LOL. I would put that on my list, Alien Resurrection. Star Trek Nemesis, see above. Freddy versus Jason, same as AVP. Freddy Krueger versus Jason Voorhees kicking the living, or is that unliving, piss out of each other with Freddy using his trademark one-liners. Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, and all the human cast really need to die. True. Cool homework, girls. Keep them coming by for now, Tony.
Thank you. That's another one of those midnight showings that I had fun with. So,
oh my.
All right. Should we go on to Facebook?
Sure.
All right. If you want, let's see. Facebook. Okay, here we go. All of the ones that are on our Facebook fan page comes from Mr. Stu. Says, oh, the list I can make. A few highlights, though. Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter. Street Fighter, Guyver, Dark Hero, Cannibal the Musical. I don't know that one. Dune.
Cannibal the Musical was it's the first movie that Trey Parker and Matt Stone made.
Oh, okay.
It was before they did South Park. They did it when they were in college. They got to make it. It is a musical. It's also known as Alfred Packer the Musical. I'm thinking where you live. Do you know who Alfred Packer was?
I don't think so. I don't.
Oh, okay. He was the only person in U.S. history convicted for cannibalism.
Oh, okay.
And it was in Colorado, like at the turn of, like when the
I might have heard about it, but
rush days. Yeah. Like, anyway, it kind of tells his story. It's very funny. It's fucking awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
Dune, Judge Dredd. He's like, I could keep on going. His next post.
So he does.
So I will. Hudson Hawk, Daredevil, and Ghost Rider.
Daredevil. Oh, Stu. Oh, Stu, baby. No.
I agree with Slick on that one.
Did you have any on your Facebook page?
I did. Let me go right over there. Oh, wow. A lot of people had fun with this one. Rob Ware, Howard the Duck. Sure, it's cheesy, but it's fun. Wow, Howard the Duck is really making an appearance here. George Lay, everyone loves George. Caligula. Simply because it's unintentionally hilarious. Peter O'Toole is obviously drunk or stoned or both throughout the shoot. I gotta see that then. Matt Messenger, King Grimlock. Hello, Matt. Requiem for a Dream. The first film I saw based on a drug culture that, unlike Trainspotting, didn't glorify drug use and highlighted the addictive nature of recreational and prescription medication. Dark, brutal, disturbing, and well acted throughout. He also goes on Zoolander. Oh, Matt.
God, I hate that movie. Oh, Matt. No.
Possibly
no.
The most quotable film of all time. No, sir, that would be Tommy Boy. Bringing in an 80s nostalgia to filmmaking with celebrity cameos, Cold War style propaganda, and really, really, really good looking people. God. Crank and Crank 2. Zero artistic merit and nothing but nonstop balls to the walls action. Frenetic pacing and moving cameras add to the sense of panic involved in the quote-unquote plot, and the fact they run for under an hour and a half further highlights the screenwriter and director were making a film with no frills or fluff attached. Now, Chris Carter. Hi, Chris. Oh, Chris. He's a comic book artist, so he's like,
I know that, woman.
I say to the audience. So,
I know.
Okay, Speed. Yeah, it's bad. But it's excitingly bad. It's silly, but it takes itself so seriously. Some bits, you could almost imagine it being a part of the season of 24.
Oh, my.
Yeah, also some awesome dialogue. Harry, there's enough C4 on this bus to put a hole in the world. Says also Twister. Very similar sort of thing, but then it is the same director. And then Paul says, I need to go run this. Run up to this. Hope you know what you let yourself in for this. Okay. Yeah, we got Shoot Hall. So that's what was on my Facebook.
Gotcha.
Get one on.
On my Facebook, I had Adam Knight. He said, "I will." This is the other Adam, as he's known, because I talk about him all the time with Stu, and of course we've already got Adam Grufflock in our life. But Mr. Knight, he said, "I will fight to the death anyone who doesn't think Mr. Baseball is a fantastic movie." Do you remember that movie? It was Tom
Mr.
Selleck.
Mr. Baseball, yes.
Tom Selleck going to Japan, I think, to play. Andy Nicklin said, "Tango and Cash," which is, I have to say, that's a good one. Adam then also adds, and any of the first six Police Academies.
that's another one.
And Wes said, "Captain Ron," which, for me, despite the awesomeness of Kurt Russell, especially a shirtless Kurt Russell, I couldn't. That movie, of course, there's also Martin Short in it. So, and then we had a couple on Twitter. Matt, who's Matt again? Wait, Timey something or other?
I don't know.
What does he do?
Guy that likes to harass us?
I don't know. But anyway, he said Hudson Hawk. He said it's god awful, but I like it. And then Steph said, she said, "I'm particularly fond of Demolition Man." Also Tango and Cash, and you know how I love Long Kiss Goodnight, because she and I both, Long Kiss Goodnight is one of my favorite movies of all time, but I think, I don't know if people don't like that generally, but
I've only seen it once, so I
love that movie.
What are some of yours that you don't care for, that you like?
I'm trying to think. What, do you have some that you know offhand?
Most of the ones that I think of, like I said, Mortal Kombat. Still like that crap of a movie, but yeah, like I admitted last week to Skyline, can't get any worse than that, but it was fun. Like another new one, Green Lantern, enjoyed it, probably shouldn't have. I know I like a lot of crap movies, but I can't think of them right now.
I would say Alien Resurrection. I used to hate Alien 3, but now I would change my opinion on that. I think that Adam's right. I think that that's underrated. Of course, I wouldn't put the third or fourth ones above the first two, in my opinion, but that to me, the first Alien movie is always going to be the best, whereas I think a lot of people we know would probably say the second one was the best. But Alien 4, I always thought was really good. Ron Perlman is in that. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, we mentioned that last week, did we?
I think we did. I'm pretty sure we did. Excuse me, I'm yawning. God, I'm trying to think. arguably, Clash of the Titans, the original.
I love that show.
I know, I love it too, but I think, generally speaking, people don't think it's that great.
Better than the new one.
I really liked the new one. I enjoyed the new one. I thought it was cool. I didn't enjoy it as much as the original, but it was a lot better than I expected.
I'm trying to think of back in the day stuff.
I'm trying to think. Diary of the Dead, it's like George Romero's fifth zombie movie, is, I think, amazing. Generally speaking, people weren't too thrilled with it when it came out. But I think Diary of the Dead is fucking awesome. It's completely, the way it was shot, it's, the shit has already well hit the fan, and it's all people just filming on their cameras. That's the entire movie, the way it was shot, was like that. And they had to do the gags and everything with that in mind. Now, granted, that's a technical side of it that I think is brilliant, but overall, I just think it's an excellent fucking film. And you also get to see an Amish man fighting zombies, which you don't get to see every day. So I would say Diary of the Dead. I'm trying to think of what other horror films are.
Someone mentioned Waxworks too.
Waxworks. Both of the Waxwork movies are awesome.
I know they're.
I haven't seen
Bruce
those.
Bruce Campbell, come on.
Yeah, I know that bit with Bruce Campbell.
It was probably one of the worst things on the screen when he's being pecked to death by the crow and stuff. He has bags on. I love that scene.
Oh, I would say Detroit Rock City, too, would be in my list. Yeah, that wasn't very popular at all, but I love that movie, if only for nostalgia reasons, but I just find it really fun. I'm trying to think. I almost want to say Starship Troopers. I always enjoyed the fuck out of that, but I don't know if people don't like that or if they do.
It's one of those love-hate movies, I think.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was a shit ton of fun. Trying to think what else. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. Do you have any other ones?
Nope, that's it for me.
Cool. Well, that was a hell of a question.
Yep.
What is the next one?
And for next week's What If, here it is. What if, I'm actually starting up with what if, there was a movie made about your life. Who would play you, and who are some of the other major characters that would be involved as well?
So when you say that, do you mean, like, who in your life and who would play them?
So, like some major characters, like your parents or your girlfriend or your wife or husband. Just not a whole, like, everyone that you've met up with, like, on Facebook. Just some of your close buddies. Who would play who? So, who would play you? Just think about that. Who would you like to play you? There you go.
Cool.
All right. And now we'll go over to questions.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go get to that link.
I'm already there.
All right. So you want to take the first question? Why? Everyone's popping up.
Sure. Mr. Logan Blaze, Paul. He said, "My sexy sirens, long may your song continue."
Oh, wow.
Here's the song. Let's just see if we get this. "A thousand hands applaud tonight. I sing my songs. My star shines bright. I stop and smile. I take my bow. I leave the stage, and then somehow, backstage, I'm lonely. Backstage, I cry. You've gone away, and each night I seem to die a little. Out on that stage, I play the star. I'm famous now. I've come so far. A famous fool, I let love go. I didn't know I'd miss you so."
I have no clue.
Me neither. But anyway, question one. I'm wondering if it's the... Did you hear that whole story he told about that karaoke thing from last weekend? Did you hear that, Nicole?
No.
Oh, well, it's a great story, but I'm not going to go into it here, obviously. But
it says Gene Pitney backstage lyrics.
Gene Pitney, yes. I was going to say it was one of the songs he did last weekend at this karaoke thing.
Oh, okay.
That's when I saw it, because he was talking about it then. and he's a huge Gene Pitney fan. He said, question one. Mm-hmm. With the final Potter out of the way, what will fill its space in that fantasy segment that appeals to all ages? Oh, geez.
Well, there's tons.
Maybe we haven't seen it yet. You know what I mean? Maybe it hasn't come along yet.
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, there's tons of, like, new books that are out there. A lot of them seem like to be, like, a little ripoff on Harry Potter, but do you know, have you read Elvin Thumps? I could see that being the next thing.
I've never heard of it.
Percy Jackson might make it if they revamp it a little bit. The first one I thought was okay, but I haven't read the books, but I could see that one really taking off.
I don't know. I think Harry Potter is kind of its own thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was one of those things.
Thing that quite, is on that level again for some time.
Harry Potter was one of those things that just, once it started, it just snowballed. And it just kept on going. It was one of those immovable forces. And now that it's over with, it's just like people are looking for something, and it's going to take a while. So
yeah, who knows? Yeah. So, and then he's a question too. We all talk about Marvel and DC animated films / live action, and I know you want an IDW director's director DVD.
Mm-hmm.
But what other comic universes need to be animated?
Ooh, to be animated.
I would just say I want more animated Hellboy. I want more Hellboy in general.
That's cool.
But there was only two animated Hellboy movies, and they're fucking awesome. The one that's like the about like with the other Japanese or Chinese mythos.
Yeah,
I don't know so much. But the other one, the Blood and Iron or whatever.
I actually
have
that one.
Great. So, yeah, but I would love, oh my god, I would love to see more of those. Especially if they definitely had Selma Blair and Doug Jones and Ron Perlman voicing in them. But yeah, that would be, like, the first one I would want. What about you?
There's, like, a new comic book that's, well, it's new for this year. I think there's only been 5 out. It's called The Intrepids. It has a, like, little bit of a band of misfits, you know. They all have their own little characteristics, but they go onto these They're like a team of undercover detectives, and it's kind of like Charlie's Angels. They're always assigned to this person that they're not sure who it is. And all I have to say is there's killer baboons. Yay! Killer baboons and cyborg apes. I think that would be fun. And it's fun. One thing, I know that I'm going on the bandwagon here again, but Secret Six,
I was just going to say that because I haven't read them yet, but
I would love to see that doing a live action, but I think it would be also really
good. What, live action? I was thinking animated.
I'm just thinking I would like to have live action, but I would see it doing really well animated-wise.
Because he specifically asked for stuff to be animated, but yeah.
Another one of the books I really liked, it's called Weird Worlds, but there's a character called Garbage Man. I would really like, it's almost kind of like a Swamp Thing thing, but I really like that story where that's going on. I can't wait for that to pick up again.
Speaking of Swamp Thing, that's another film I really love.
That's true. I remember Swamp Thing.
I love that movie. I need to see that again. Anyway, go ahead.
Let's see.
What I was thinking of is like, I want another animated X-Men show that's great. I want one that's on a par with Wolverine in the X-Men. I want more of that. How about we get a second season of Renegades for sure? So then they can maybe bring it back up to the level it was when it first started.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be nice.
I feel like it's petered off a little, although I still really love
that
it.
That would be really good.
But they're not going to wrap things up enough in one more episode, and I want more. So
there is actually a really good storyline right now in G.I. Joe. It's called the Civil War. I would really like that. That would really be cool animated, but I don't know if they could get away with it because it's pretty violent. Basically, the whole story is they're trying to find a new commander, and whoever kills off the most Joes gets the position.
That's kind of like, what was that? Was it G.I. Joe Resolute?
Yeah, well, I guess that's
that
true.
That was kind of violent.
There's, I could go on and on with comics. Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what's all in my poll lists and stuff. A lot of things I read are kind of violent, so I don't know if they go well animated.
I think you're overthinking it too much.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we'll go on to the next one.
That shouldn't matter. He's just saying you think it needs to be animated.
Because, American Vampire is really good. It's, of course, it's Stephen King. That one's a good one. Oh. There's so many good comics out there. Right. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Question three on comics. One for Slick. Oh, did you ever see the Kiss films or read the Kiss comics? Kiss films? There's only one, really. Well, Detroit Rock City's one, I guess you could say, sort of, not really. They really only did one film in Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park, which is conceivably the worst film ever made in the history of any world, let alone just our world. Oh my god, it's so bad. And I've tried to embrace it in the spirit of it's so bad it's good, but it's just really, I've only been able to sit through it twice in my life, and I sort of squirm in embarrassment each time. It's really bad. I didn't read the Kiss comics. I take that back. The original one where they all added their blood to the ink, supposedly. They came out in, I want to say, 78. Never read that, but I do own, the first eight or so issues, of the Kiss Psycho Circus comics, and those were pretty cool. I'm not sure if those were done by Marvel or Chaos, because he then says, what did you think of the comics done by Marvel and Chaos? I'm not sure who did the Psycho Circus comics. I think maybe that was Chaos. But they were pretty damn cool. What I thought of Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. Oh, I should have read the whole question first. I try. The sad thing about Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park, here it is. Okay. Came out in Halloween 78. I was a month shy of 8 years old. And my brother was a month shy of 11 years old. So we're 6 and 9, or 7 and 10. And my brother and his friends, it was on a school night, and it was on past my bedtime, so my mom did not let me stay up to watch it, right? So my brother and his friends get to see it, because they were older. I was so mad for so many years that I didn't get to stay up and watch it. And then they
Oh.
proceeded to torture me, like, oh my God, and remember when Ace did this? Oh my God, and then Jean did this, and then Bond did that. I was like, oh, I thought I had missed the second coming of fucking Christ or something.
Oh.
So, cut to like 10 years later, like my senior year of high school, it finally comes out on VHS. And I came down to visit my brother because he was already living in Tampa. He brings me down to visit for the weekend, and here he had rented it or bought it, and so I got to see it finally. It was my senior year of high school. I finally get to see it. I fell asleep, like, I was already really kind of drunk when we started watching it, and then I passed out, fell asleep, slash, probably like a third of the way into it, but then saw the whole thing the next day, and it was like, it was really like, oh my God, that's what I was so upset about missing for all those freaking years. Like, it was so ridiculously bad. Like, I mean, Ace's stunt double is a black guy. You can see his black
My
hands
gosh,
and
it's
his
true.
chest. Yes, he's a black guy. And when they have the makeup on, the shape of the face is really emphasized. And he had a much stronger jawline and everything, and the shape of his face was totally off
Oh
his face.
no.
It's epically bad. I think. Now, and then they released, I didn't watch it again for years because I was so like disappointed. Like, this was so epically bad. And I was 18 and I was sort of embarrassed by it, which is sort of stupid. And then years later, I started releasing the Kissology DVD packages, which are like box sets of like all kinds of live footage and interviews and all this and that other stuff, a lot of stuff that hadn't been seen before. And in one of them, the movie's in there, and it has a commentary with a couple of the actors in the film and stuff. So I watched it again. I've had that box set for a while, but I have only managed to watch it once. I'm kind of on the verge of like just starting to say, hey, it is what it is. I know it's shit, but it's still kind of entertaining. I actually had a little bit of fun watching it the last time. So, yeah, it's definitely something. So, and he said, that's it. Bye. So there you go, Paul.
Ironically, the next question was going to be a what if question. That's the question that we were going to have for this week. We forgot. 33rd Doctor. Now that I've read this. Hello, ladies of the Nerdsphere. With the unfortunate death of the Dark Tower Project. With Ron Howard, I tend to think it might be a blessing in disguise, as I don't think Ron Howard is the guy for that project. But can you think of a property, book, comic, TV series, etc., that you love but don't really want Hollywood to get a hold of, as they may butcher it or not give it the proper respect? Remember this? We were thinking about this as a what
I
if.
think it was the opposite, though. Weren't you saying that you wanted the homework to be what property do you want to be made into a film? Isn't that
No,
what?
it was this one that you did.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we might have that for next week. So, until next time, keep up the great work. P.S. and thanks for introducing me as Dan versus TV series. Love it. It reminds me of me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I love Dan versus. Oh, it's so funny. So what would you not like to see Hollywood do?
God, like the Talisman and the Dark Tower, I don't want them to do. Oh my goodness. Christ, now I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah. Because see, I the one project I know that they're working on right now, I don't want them to see me. Because it's going to look like a sci-fi film, and I don't care for it. Steve Alton's The Lock. I know they're working on it right now, and I don't want them to do it. Because it's not getting the. Doesn't have the budget like it's supposed to. So. I don't want them to do that, but they probably will. I mean, they're going to be finishing it up, so. Let's see. I can't really think of a whole lot.
I'm not thinking of anything either.
Because pretty much
Trying to
everybody.
think if I'm now kind of like if Guillermo del Toro is not going to do it, the Mountains of Madness, I don't want anybody to do it because he's the only one
Yeah.
I'd want to do it.
He does so well with monster magic, I would not want anyone else to do. Lovecraft besides him. He's the only one I could think that could do Lovecraft.
Well, Stuart Gordon's done Lovecraft very well in the
Yeah.
past, but the stuff he's done hasn't really been the creature-based stuff so much. So, but I mean, like, Reanimator's awesome, and From Beyond is awesome, and The stuff he did for Masters of Horror was quite cool.
I would not like them to do a live action My Little Pony.
Oh.
Animated, yes, not live action.
Yeesh.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Or anything like Care Bears, or they already did the Smurfs, so we can't say that because it's coming out next month.
Good grief.
Yeah. So, no. No. They're doing Captain Planet already. yeah. No Care Bears and no live action My Little Pony. How's that?
How about no live action versions of see that bars barring G.I. Joe and Transformers, how about no more live action
From the
versions
90s,
of
from
cartoons
the
from
80s,
the
brush.
80s? Yeah, just because for the most part it's just if it's a, if it's a, it depends on the property. If it's more like Smurfs or Snorks or something like that. Oh God, a Snorks thing. See, now we're moving into stuff that was shit that we don't. He
I
was
like
asking if we don't want him to
the
butcher stuff, but oh
Smurfs.
God,
I
really?
like the.
If it's more like that, or like Strawberry Shortcake. Oh Christ,
Live action strippers.
like live actions of that shit would be just horrendous. But
You know
if
they are
it's
doing the live action
more,
of Jem, though.
oh God, if it's more sort of action oriented. I could see that. You know what I mean? Like Transformers and G.I. Joe do lend themselves to being live action, but they've done it with Smurfs, oh Christ. Trying to think. Yeah, there's any I just keep going back to Stephen King books that I don't want him to do. Trying to think what else. But jeez. Why am I drawing a blank? I don't know. I can't think of anything. I'm tired.
Yeah, it's getting late.
I'm thinking more now. I'm thinking more of stuff like I don't want to see be seen just because it would be shit. And
That's
it's
true.
not like something I like that I don't want to get butchered. And it's funny because I think this quite often. Like, oh God, I would hate to see a movie of that because it would be butchered. I know that there was talk because I just re-listened to, well, I'd read it and then I listened to the audiobook recently was that Bag of Bones, which was always one of my favorite books, let alone one of my favorite Stephen King books. That could be an epic movie. It really could, but I don't want them ever to make it because I just don't. It's one of those ones I just don't think that they would ever do it justice. So, and there's been enough Stephen King adaptations that didn't do it justice and I don't want to see another one. So, that's a specific one. Like, no thanks.
That's a good
So,
one.
yeah. So,
Well,
that was a good question.
that is it for questions. And so we always end the podcast with asking each other, what did you learn this week, Slick?
I learned that there is, and I'll tell you really quickly the way I have this wallpaper on my computer now. It's a black background with all these different like metal bands logos on it. And like there's a like it's one of those things that you look at, the more you look at it, the more you see. And I was so like chatting with Stu over the weekend. And I'm like, oh my God. And there's like weird names on it, like Darkmoor and Symphony X and Acid and Broca's Helm and Fairyland and, all these bands I've never heard of. I started looking up some of them on Wikipedia and shit for shits and giggles, and stuff. Angra. Well, one of the names is 3 inches of blood. And I noticed that and
That
I
sounds
said,
so disgusting.
3 inches of blood? Holy shit. And Stu's like, oh, they're fucking awesome. And I'm like, get out! Because most of the ones I would name, he'd never heard of. And he shared a song with me. I think it was called Deadly Sinners. He showed me like a video on YouTube. It was awesome. Like, because he even said, he goes, they're very sort of Judas Priestish, and I was like, oh, so the singing style was kind of more like Rob Halford, although there's two guys singing in the band, but they're a Canadian heavy metal band from Vangelis Land, Vancouver.
Angelus
It's well, he's the king of Canada, but yeah, it's that one song was so good that I'm now like I have to get some of their stuff. I still haven't done like, but I definitely got to check out more of their stuff. Trying to what the hell what's the name of that song? It was either I'm trying to look real quick on the. Oh, they have a song called "Destroy the Orcs." Deadly Sinners. Okay, that is what it's called.
Cool.
Destroy the Orcs. So Deadly Sinners is really, really cool. So I'm going to check out more of their stuff. So, and they only just formed in like 2000. So they're a fairly new band, and I like something new. Yay!
That's good.
Yeah, it is.
Good.
3 Inches of Blood is fucking awesome. So what did you learn, Nicole?
I learned by listening to, again, one of our
favorite. Oh, yes, yes. I knew where you heard this from, yes.
From Mysterious Universe, that I have no clue when it comes to modern art. I guess I just don't get it, just like maybe most of the world. But apparently in Manchester, you know some people over there.
Yep.
There is, living art displays for modern art. And one of the viewing areas is a man in bed reading a book and masturbating. When did this become art? So does that make every man on this planet an artist? When did this become art?
Now, who was the one that... Who was the one... I still don't know who's who on that damn show. Who was the one reading it out, and who was the one reacting the same way we did?
Reading it out was Ben.
Okay, so Aaron was like, how was this art? And exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. I was listening to it at work, and I was dying.
I was saying the same thing. I'm like, I don't get it. So I learned, I don't understand modern art.
Well, see, that's bullshit, too, because most modern art I don't get. It's kind of like, I kind of had that feeling like, if I could do it, it shouldn't be considered art. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of have that sense, like, it's, okay, if you look at, Seurat stuff or Picasso or,
Well, and then, like, another one.
I can't do that shit. But it's just somebody having a wank in a bed, I could do that. Yeah. Yes.
And then, like, another piece of the art was the guy standing in the corner.
That's right. I was trying to remember what some of the other stuff was.
One of them was the ceiling was lowered to about 2 feet and someone was laying on the ground.
Oh, fuck.
I don't get it. So you spent how many dollars to get into this art exhibit to look at crap? Anyways, I just don't get it. That's what I learned.
I don't get it either. That would just make me mad.
So, well, do you have any announcements or?
Nope. I'm really short.
That's not an announcement.
I don't know. It's just something I pulled out of my pooter.
Yeah. Well, I just want to give a quick shout out to a close friend of mine. Her name is Lauren. She became a U.S. citizen yesterday. She passed her citizenship test. Oh, yay. So I have to give her a
Where is she from?
South Africa.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, she's been in States
for... Does she hate the fucking plants?
No, she never said that to me. But she's been in the States for a while. She moved here when she was fairly young. But she's still...
9, and does she hate the fucking plants?
I'm pretty sure she does.
Oh, I just thought of something announcement. We actually have to... I have to say, for both of us, Jeremy and Brandy are getting married this weekend.
Oh, yes!
So, congrats, guys. Have a great wedding. Have a wonderful honeymoon. Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful, amazing weekend. I hope it all goes very well.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Good luck to you guys.
For you guys that don't know, Jeremy used to be a host for Back to the 80s.
He was the man. He was the fucking bear on Back to the 80s.
One of the most nicest guys in the world. And Brandy is probably one of the funnest women you could ever meet up with.
Well, that picture of the two of them was great, too.
Yeah, we had so much fun at Auto Assembly last year. So fun.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys. That's awesome.
Everything goes well with the wedding.
So, all right. Wow, there's a lot of things happening. Oh, and you guys, if you're headed out to San Diego Comic-Con, have fun there. And TFCon. So, a lot of things are going on this weekend.
Cool.
Have fun and be safe.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye. Until next time. Bye.
What if I'm wrong? I've been deceived all along. What if I'm wrong? What have I done? Did I waste a life just for fun? What have I done? What did I do? voices told me to. What did I do? Where will I go? Will I sink through fire down below? Where will I go? Any chance of salvation.